let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, Pope Leo's Southside Church, a slew of Chicago Union Halls, and the Art Institute of Chicago's Stock Exchange Trading Room are among Chicago's most endangered structures this year. Many of Chicago's lesser-known architectural gems are often left to deteriorate over the years, many of which ultimately face demolition or redevelopment that strip buildings of their architectural pedigree. To highlight these endangered historic structures, the organization Preservation Chicago releases a list every year of the buildings that it deems to be the most endangered. Ward Miller, Executive Director of Preservation Chicago, joins us in studio tonight. Welcome back to the show, Ward.
Thank you so much.
Let me turn on your mic. As I'm teaching you how to do it over here. Nice to see you, Ward.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here. Thanks for hosting us.
So tell us what Preservation Chicago is all about.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit organization really dedicated to Chicago's landmarks, our built environment, and really improving communities through that idea, building around these landmark buildings and making this a better city at the end of the day.
I think some of us know, just going through the city, that we see a building that's been there all of our lives and we see it vacant. We get a little nervous about it because we don't want these structures coming down. And that is a big focus for you, is making sure these don't go away.
Absolutely. So we do a lot of research. We encourage their preservation. We work with community and community partners and city officials towards a resolution of these things, and hopefully in a positive preservation manner.
How much pushback do you get sometimes when you find a building that you... deep breath, Ward.
Yes, it's a never-ending job. And sure. We have about 170 projects that we're following, buildings and whatnot. And you get a good taste of it with this year's list.
But this is Chicago's architectural legacy you're trying to preserve here.
Absolutely. And we are America's City of Architecture, so we really want to build on that. And we want to encourage city officials and all stakeholders to come together to realize how these buildings can be a real positive influence on these communities or even on our central area. And when they are threatened, to engage them perhaps with a new development. So you're really getting a beautiful sort of history, visual and linear history.
The Chicago Stock Exchange Trading Room is on the top of the list for me, and it's at the Art Institute, but there's a story behind this because it was relocated there when the Stock Exchange building was demolished. Tell that story because it's an interesting one.
Yeah, so there was an effort to save the Stock Exchange building by Dankmar Adler, Louis Sullivan, two of America's greatest architects, especially of that era, late 19th century, early 20th century. The Stock Exchange building was threatened with demolition 10 years after the Garrick or Schiller building was first considered for demolition. Sure. And demolished. And that really kicked off the preservation movement in Chicago. The second, 1970, 1971, 1972, with the Stock Exchange building being threatened, it really reignited the preservation movement for organizations like ourselves. But this really amazing building at the corner of LaSalle and Washington was unfortunately demolished. Richard Nickel lost his life in the building, architectural photographer Richard Nickel. This room was taken apart at the Stock Exchange building and brought to the Art Institute at great expense. And it was one of the great rooms of the 19th century. So here it stands where it's been since 1977. So let's call it 50 years. And now the Art Institute wants to expand. And instead of building in the railroad trenches, which separate the two halves of the museum, there's a proposed plan to build on this site and demolish this room, which would be really unfortunate.
God, it's a beautiful space.
It really
is. Saw the pictures. Beautiful space. Chicago River Bridges and Tender Houses. I think a lot of people don't really know what's going on in there, if they're still being used, but they're a piece of our history for sure.
They really are. They're sort of a gateway.
Yeah.
When those bridges open, you get a little bit of a head rush. You feel like you're being welcomed to the city, like open arms, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of these bridges, and especially their tender houses, are falling into disrepair. And we're seeing some of them addressed, but it's a larger problem. And, we all look to Michigan Avenue, the DeSable Bridge, as a beautiful example of one of the bridge houses. But if you look closely to that, or LaSalle Street, or some of the others, you realize, some of the stone needs to be tuck pointed. It's checking, as we would say. There's pieces missing, and we really want to see these addressed. And we also want them all landmarked.
They were built almost 100 years ago, a lot of them over 100 years ago.
Right. And fortunately, we have some being replaced in kind. So they're being replaced with facsimiles that sort of mimic, if you will, the originals. And that's a step in the right direction when they're beyond repair.
St. Mary of the Assumption Roman Catholic Church. Now, this has been, it was completed in 1957. It stopped as a church, operating as a church in 2011. But anything with the Pope, his hot dog stand he used to go to as a kid, his ice cream parlor, this all has to be preserved.
This is our first ever American Pope, and he's a kid from Chicago, I mean, something to be proud of. So St. Mary of the Assumption's church, otherwise known as St. Mary's, was from 1957, but it actually dates back to the 1890s. And the school building, which was a combination school church, dates to 1917 by Herman Gall, who designed a lot of Catholic churches. So we'd like to see this complex restored and become sort of a pilgrimage site, if you will. It's really an amazing complex of buildings in a part of Chicago that's seen so much disinvestment over time and racial changes. And this has the possibility of bringing that sort of power of place and attracting people.
I've got a couple minutes already left. And so St. Mark Roman Catholic Church campus on West Cortez is another one. I saw the Chicago Loop Synagogue. What a gorgeous, another gorgeous place.
Absolutely. And, you know, they've just been having a problem with membership as, you know, people go home, so to speak. And we're hoping that this really wonderful synagogue can have a new life with new congregation, a larger congregation. Remember that we've got all these residents moving into the Loop as we convert office buildings into residential buildings.
Very true, very true. Chicago's labor union halls. When I read that and didn't see the pictures of them, I was like, what are we talking about here? Gorgeous buildings.
Gorgeous buildings. Yeah. And there's one at Diversey and Sheridan that's in the crosshairs. This is the old Amalgamated Meat Cutters Union building. Okay. It's got that beautiful sculpture, and it's been a medical center for a while. But there's a new proposal to build a really giant apartment building there. And there's a vacant lot directly to its north, so why can't we combine these ideas?
I like it. The UConn building on South Clark.
Yes. So this is an early Halliburton and Roche taxpayer. It was just two stories tall, and, you know, it's probably impacted by the L being built there.
Sure.
Okay. Right? Yeah, by the same developers who brought us the Monadnock building, the Rookery, the Marquette building.
Right.
And this is an all glass and steel building. We'd like to see this preserved. As I said, it's an early taxpayer building, and that meant that it was built just to pay, cover the note on the taxes, and a little profit for the owners. So an amazing little building that's way ahead of its time, probably 50 years ahead of its time.
South Park Terrace Apartments on Martin Luther King Drive.
Yes, you know, a wonderful set of buildings by a complex designed by really somebody who worked with Silsby in his office, Joseph Silsby. At the same time, Frank Lloyd Wright was there, and very reminiscent of Francisco Terrace, which was another Frank Lloyd Wright development that was demolished almost 50 years ago.
Ward, what can folks do to help these efforts and support your efforts?
Well, we have a petition, a change.org petition to save the Chicago Stock Exchange Trading Room. If you go to change.org, you'll see that there. You can also be part of our newsletter if you go to our website, www.preservationchicago.org. We have an amazing newsletter that's produced each month by our editor and our director of operations, Adam Natenshun. A really amazing document that you can follow along what we're doing.
And this is the website you can go to see these beautiful buildings, and you'll know why you want these preserved. Ward, thank you again for being here.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.